Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you, the listener, direct connection to what's happening in New York and Pennsylvania with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute and Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. Jason, we'll start with you talking COVID. Are we going to have to learn to live with this virus as we do the seasonal flu? Or do you think that face masks, vaccine mandates, that's going to be the new normal going forward here 2 years into this pandemic?
Well, let's hope it's not the new normal as far as the face masks and other mitigating things that we see. However, I do think it's going to be the new normal as far as dealing with some form of COVID from season to season. I expect you'll see things like the flu, and it's something we're going to have to learn to live with as a society. The good news is we can. We just have to find the right balance between public health and personal liberty.
I know you're not a medical doctor, Jason. Quick follow-up. Some have suggested that the emergence of this Omicron variant could mean that COVID is dying off. If it replaces Delta, is that a real possibility that this could be the final nail in the coffin for this virus, hopefully?
Well, some of the early data is suggesting that it is more transmissible, but that it is indeed less deadly than some of the other variants. And if so, that could build natural immunity that could help fight off COVID all across the country and around the world.
All right. It's hard to have this conversation, Michael, without talking about face masks, and that came up again this week at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. As we speak, that court is deciding this face mask rule in school. The education commissioner said that the face mask should not be political. But everything about this virus is political these days. How come it has become so political?
Well, I think one of the biggest reasons that it became political or started out political is that COVID kind of arrived on our shores in 2020, which was a presidential election year, a major election year. And so it became very tempting for politicians and others to go after the incumbent and say they're doing a bad job of handling this virus, and every death is blamed on incumbents at whatever level. So it started off political.
A quick follow-up for you as well, Michael. We saw another court strike down the vax rule for federal contractors. We've seen a lot of courts take action here. Ultimately, do you think that these vaccine mandates will be declared unconstitutional before too much longer?
I'm hoping so. I think that ultimately the Supreme Court is going to take it. You know, all these cases are being sort of combined into, I believe it's the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, Alliance Defending Freedom, and other groups are bringing these lawsuits. So my hope is that ultimately it comes to the Supreme Court and provide some resolution, because I don't think, at the very least, that this is a role of the federal government.
Yeah. Erie County, New York has one of the highest COVID rates right now anywhere in the state, Jason. And kind of interesting, this week, all week long, there have been several what they're calling acts of civil disobedience here to protest, whether it's the vaccine mandate or the mask in school. Do you think it's a good idea to be doing that with the COVID case count so high?
Well, you know, I probably take a position that's going to make people angry on either side, but I honestly hesitate a little bit at the term civil disobedience. I want to remind people that just because a politician says something does not make it law. And so just because a county executive or a governor or a legislator makes a bully pulpit statement, it doesn't mean that it's constitutional. So in those instances, there are towns that are standing up to where they feel this is an unconstitutional act, and their closest adherence to the law is to obey that of the Constitution and lean towards liberty. That being said, I want to be a person filled with grace. And so there are occasions in which, to protect my neighbor, I'll wear that mask or I'll do things, but I prefer to do it as an option rather than a mandate.
Yeah. Let's switch gears a little bit, Michael. Of course, this transgender swimmer at the University of Pennsylvania continues to make waves, no pun intended. I believe there was a race recently where this athlete, the second place finisher, finished 38 seconds behind this transgender athlete in swimming. That is unbelievable. Breaking all sorts of records. Stories like this are why you've been lobbying so hard for the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. What would it do? and what's holding this up?
Well, the Fairness in Women's Sports Act would just keep sports the way they should have been and have been for decades, especially with Title IX and the opportunity for female athletes to compete. The bill here in Pennsylvania would say that you can have co-ed sports if a school decides to do that, but otherwise they need to be separated by the sexes. So it's male or female for colleges and secondary schools, junior high and high school. That's important, and we see with this University of Pennsylvania swimmer, there's no question that there's an advantage for males, and if this is allowed to continue, that's really the end of girls' sports.
I can't understand why groups like NOW, NARAL, others, Women's Rights Empower Women groups, aren't coming out more in support of the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. Why not?
Well, I think they're just political groups that pick and choose their issues. They're not principled-based. They're based on sort of what they think the current trends are and where they want to see their people elected. And so I think they're being silent against what you would think would be their principles. And this is why parents and people of common sense need to engage to get things like the Fairness in Girls Sports passed here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. The crime crisis has been such a big story this year, Jason, and coupled with that is the drug problem. You can't have one without the other, it seems. New York City raising a lot of eyebrows. It became the first city in the country to open supervised injection sites for drug addicts. How, in your opinion, will this worsen the addiction epidemic?
Yeah, it's a hotly debated topic right now in New York City and really in many places across the state. But the bottom line is it doesn't make an activity safe by sanctioning it. Using these types of opioids and other drugs is just terribly damaging to the individuals that are. And by bringing them to a location that you can empower that habit, it's not going to help beat them and move them to addiction. We're very concerned, rather, by the tacit endorsement of the activity that it gives. It's just not a good position for the state to take.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes, but I know that's real controversial. Michael, you know, we talked about the abortion debate a lot last week. If the Supreme Court lets go of Roe, will there be a concerted push in Pennsylvania for do-it-yourself abortions? I know you've talked about your concerns on this front before. What safeguards are pro-lifers putting in place to curtail those efforts?
Well, these do-it-yourself abortions are done, you know, telemed or abortion pills, abortion chemicals being distributed by groups like Planned Parenthood, and they're doing it now in Pennsylvania. We've been trying to fight it, trying to work with the FDA nationally and other groups to try to get them to point out the dangers and to not approve it. It is a big challenge going forward, and, you know, when we were at the Supreme Court last week, we saw pro-abortion groups. There were women standing in front of a banner and taking this abortion chemical to kill the unborn babies inside them. It's a travesty and a tragedy, and one that pro-lifers really need to work to address among many issues that will be coming ahead of us.
Yeah, you said last week you could see as many as six justices supporting the Mississippi law. You still stand behind that?
Well, I think so, especially upholding the Mississippi law, and then maybe even going further. We may have five that say, let's overturn Roe versus Wade and Casey altogether.
Wow, we'll see how it goes again. Expect a decision on that next year. Jason, we mentioned those supervised injection sites in New York City. Time's running out for all communities across New York to opt out of recreational marijuana. They have till the end of the year to do this. Why is that law set up so if they don't opt out, they're automatically opted in? And do you think cannabis commercialization will backfire in New York?
Yeah, it's troubling in that legislation. It really does permit only the one-way option. That's why we're recommending that localities opt out, at least for now, until they know what regulations are going to come from the state. If they don't opt out by December 31st, it's too late. Now, a municipality can opt in later. I don't recommend it, but they can. But they can only opt out by the end of the year. It's troubling how it was set up, and yet here it is. We're going to have weed all across the state.
Yeah. And then, Michael, finally, a little political action to send us on our way today. So many Republicans gunning for Governor Wolf's job next year. Does that strengthen the big pool here? Does that strengthen or weaken the GOP's chances to win back the executive mansion?
Well, it's hard to say definitively at this point. It depends on really sort of who rises to the top. Oftentimes, though, when you have such a crowded primary, you know, Pennsylvania, you don't need a clear majority to actually be the winner. You can just be the top vote getter, yeah, whether it's even just a small percentage, and that doesn't set you up necessarily to be in a strong position to go against the Democrat candidate.
All right, we'll see what it goes. We think we know who that Democrat candidate is. There's a lot of Republicans out there, and that field will whittle down early next year. Hey, we are out of time this week, but so many issues in the news. Stay informed. You got a great New Look website, Michael. Where can folks find you?
PAFamily.org.
And in New York State, Jason McGuire?
AlbanyUpdate.com.